How much is enough for happiness? Many people think that adding material value to their lives improves their well-being. But I don't believe that this is what life is really about. Well-being comes from enjoying life every day. We have replaced simple beauty with what money can purchase. Perhaps it's time to open our eyes and see how beautiful simple things are. How the sunrise warms the air, and the way the flowers turn to soak in the rays. Seeing the simple things is a practice of being mindful in the present moment. The more I practiced appreciating the simple things, the more I seemed to notice beauty all around me, and then being filled with gratitude for life. Simplicity brings more happiness than complexity. The longer I practice minimalism, the happier I become with less. Happiness is in the simplicity. Nature is the simplest, most peaceful enjoyment there is. There is a horse who roams the hills by my house, who has been left alone for so long that she's almost completely wild. With the owner's permission, I hike the hills in search of her, slowly approaching, offering a carrot, patiently winning her trust. I've come to look forward to my interactions with her. I may be the giver of the food, but I receive far more, a pure sense of simple pleasure by befriending an animal. I'm sure that you feel the same way about your cherished pets. It's the connection that fills our hearts and makes us smile, and it didn't come from a store. Our necessities are few, but our wants are endless. Have you ever thought about what you actually need in order to live happily and comfortably? Traveling full-time for 2 years has been a bit of an experiment with myself to discover the answer to that very question. Everything I own fits into a suitcase, therefore I know exactly what I need, and luckily my wants are few. The process of packing everything I own required me to take a mindful approach to my belongings. In doing so, I learned a great deal about myself and what I value. Living minimally has given me a tremendous gift of self-discovery. I respect that others may not relish how I live, and that's perfectly okay. Each of our answers to this question will vary dramatically, and there is no one correct number of items to own. You will learn a great deal about who you are and what matters to you by simply asking, "What do I need to live happily and comfortably?" The times when I have mindlessly consumed have had nothing to do with my physical, but rather an emotional wanting, looking for things outside of myself to fill a void, to make me feel worthy, accepted, maybe even valuable. Wanting is a bottomless pit. Being chained to consuming closes my eyes to the beauty around me And the driving force of shopping is not about gratitude or subtle joys. It's a need to fill a void. Gratitude quiets the pull to consume and fills me with a sense of wealth and well-being. Appreciation for the abundance in my life is the remedy for scarcity thinking. Naturally, we all need some money to survive and meet our basic needs. It's not about disconnecting from society. I recognize the importance of money and the importance of having enough. But for me, the more stuff I had, the more unhappy I became. With every purchase, I was buying a problem. There is a connection between clutter and decision fatigue, anxiety, not to mention the constant distraction. I spent endless hours shopping, cleaning, moving, and disposing of my possessions. This creates chaos and work rather than peace and calm. I don't equate living with a dollar amount. Rather, I see living as getting honest pleasure from life. Not pleasure from collecting things, simply enjoying the fullness of living. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Have a beautiful day, my friend.